Praised be Jesus and Mary. Both of today's readings, Genesis and then the Gospel, are very rich in content, and there would be much to think about and to meditate about. But for the sake of brevity and focus, we just have to give our attention to today's saint, who's also worthy of mention and worthy of meditation, Saint Cyril of Alexandria, was a bishop and a doctor of the church, of the early church specifically. He was born in the year 370. And initially he lived the life of a monk, a monastic life. He became ordained a priest and at an early age, at around 42 years of age, he became the bishop of Alexandria when his uncle died and left the see vacant there. He was a zealous bishop and tried to put the city in order. He worked hard for that and fought bravely, especially against a very prevalent heresy of the time, the heresy of Nestorius, who didn't correctly understand the person of Christ and denied that Our Lady was the Mother of God. He refused to give her that title. Against him, there was a council of the whole church convoked in Ephesus and 431, where the divine maternity of Our Lady was defined dogmatically. And during this council, St. Cyril was an instrumental figure. He was key in defining this doctrine and having the error of Nestorius condemned. After this great success, Cyril died in 444, and the Nestorian heresy slowly and surely disappeared. Thanks be to God. This leads us to reflect a little on the question of, well, why so much discussion about Mary among Christians? The battle between St. Cyril and Nestorius over whether Our Lady could or could not be called Mother of God was very fierce, and it got the whole church involved. And everyone was up in arms about it, literally. So why so much discussion among Christians about Mary and what title to give her? Isn't Christ the point? Why not focus on Christ? And the answer is, well, yes, Christ is the point, and it's precisely because he's the point that we give this question so much attention. Is Mary the Mother of God or is she not? Because only if Mary's son is truly God and if she's truly his mother do we understand precisely who Christ is. And we understand, against Nestorius, who didn't understand, that he's not just a human person, but he's not also both a human person and a divine person, somehow united together. He is one person, one divine person, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, in whom are united two natures, the human and the divine. The divine he gets from his Father in heaven, the human he gets from his mother on earth, Mary. And because this one divine person has two natures, he can do everything that God can do. And because he has a human nature for Mary, he can do everything that man can do, the one in the same person. So only if Mary is truly the Mother of God, because her son is God, can we answer all the rest of the important questions that concern Christ. Was God born? Was God truly born in time? Well, who is Mary's son? Is he God? Is he the Son of God? Is he the second person of the Trinity? Well, yes. Did he receive from Mary his human nature like that of his mother? Yes. Is that human nature united to his divinity, to his divine person? Yes. Well, then yes, God was born. Did God suffer? Yes, God did suffer. Did God die? Did God rise from the dead? Did God, by means of his own passion, death, and resurrection, redeem us? Well, yes. We can say all these things. Whereas Nestorius and those who strictly adhere to his heresy were not able to say that. For them, God was not truly born. God did not truly suffer. God didn't die. And God didn't redeem us by his own passion, death, and resurrection. because Mary was not God's mother, and God was not her son. That's a big difference. So why all this discussion about, well, can we call Mary mother of God? Isn't Christ the point? Well, yes, he is, and it's precisely because he's the point. Precisely because he's the point that we need to know whether he is truly the son of Mary. Whether God was truly born of her, whether God truly did suffer, die, by means of his life on earth, that he truly redeem us. To understand anything, we need to understand it in its context. And simply put, Christ's context is Mary, his mother, through whom he entered into the world, through whom he entered into history, through whom he enters also into a relationship with us. So any correct understanding of Christ has to take his mother into account. And if we understand that correctly, then we understand Christ correctly. And Mary cannot do otherwise than help us to know God correctly and to love him correctly with all our hearts as he deserves. Praised be Jesus and Mary.